On one hand, policymakers seem to be making some real strides in narrowing down potential solutions to Indiana's teacher shortage. The Blue Ribbon Commission, a group of about 50 educators from across Indiana, headed by State Superintendent Glenda Ritz, has been meeting for a month now, and they've begun to identify existing strategies that Ritz says could be implemented in other areas of the state.
What's been your favorite idea?
Let me think. My favorite idea. One of them was from Butler University that was called Tapping.
We just basically created what we call a tapping card. We said, you know of great students, you know of great colleagues in your building who would benefit from graduate work here. Send us their name and we will reach out to them.
That's Angela Lupton, Assistant Dean of Butler University's School of Education.
I think there's something very powerful about somebody saying to you, I think you would be great at this. And sometimes students don't even potentially see themselves as teachers unless someone points that out to them.
This solution has been echoed by many people, along with a laundry list of other likable, doable, popular ideas.
A differentiated pay model.
Mentorship or residency is very important.
I think the universities should partner with the state and have a marketing campaign.
It's always good to have options, but that's also part of the problem. So many possibilities and not a lot of time. The key word for Ritz is systematic.
We're just working on the system. What's already in place? What do we need to add? We want to have quality teachers in our classrooms. What does that look like from recruiting efforts to pre-service efforts to mentoring while in the classroom to compensation to working conditions?
And that's why lawmakers are taking their time committing to any specific idea. Indianapolis Representative Bob Boehning heads the General Assembly's Interim Study Committee on Education, which held a marathon 8-hour meeting this week to gather input and talk about proposed fixes. Still, they're waiting another week to take any steps forward.
I don't think any of us have all the answers. I don't think we even have all the data we need to make logical suggestions as to what the problem is and how we're going to fix it. But I think there are some things that we can probably tweak with.
And some teachers find this process frustrating. Dee Emmons teaches high school in Howard County. She waited through the entire study committee meeting Monday. Many of her colleagues had to leave before getting their chance to speak. And Emmons says those voices are critical to include in the conversation.
I think that if you're going to do a study about an issue, that you probably would be well advised to talk to the people that it affects and that work under the conditions that are being studied. Any kind of input from the people that it affects, the K-12 people, I think would be beneficial at any time.
Even though many of the official policymaking groups aim to have recommendations ready for the start of the legislative session in January, Lupton says this is not something that will be fixed overnight, and there will be time for other people to join the discussion.
Long-term change in education never happens within an election cycle. Teacher shortage is maybe the issue of the day right now, and it's certainly something that we need to address. But what we really need to think about is the collective good of the teaching profession. We've got to do a lot of small things in order to make sure that for generations to come, teaching is viewed by both the external and the internal groups as the important profession that it is.
Lupton meets with fellow members of the Blue Ribbon Commission to begin drafting a legislative agenda on November 16th and again on December 7th. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.